Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this program, we're going to be discussing about the concept of muhallil. Well, what is muhallil really? What is this term? What is this concept? Let's discuss that first. It says in Islam, after the third divorce, so let's say somebody was married to somebody, and then they had a divorce, unfortunately. Then they had a second divorce because they got together after the first divorce. Then they had a third divorce, so they keep going back and forth and changing their minds. After the third divorce, the man and the woman must separate from each other forever. However, if the woman enters into a matrimony with another man, so if she marries another person, and after the marriage, they have a divorce, okay? She can then marry the first husband that she was supposedly to stay away for, like, rest of their lives. Now she can go back and marry the first husband again if she so desires. The question which arises is, what is the philosophy behind this Islamic ruling? Why is this Islamic ruling there? In specific circumstances, divorce, just like marriage, it becomes a crucial and essential issue, and it is for this reason that Islam has permitted it. But since division and breakups of families, they tend to inflict irreparable harm on the individuals and the society, both alike, because we're part of that society, Islam adopts various means in order to prevent the occurrence of divorce to the maximum extent possible. This issue of another marriage, which is muhallil, being one of these means. So Islam has never been a fan or fond of this concept of divorce. Yes, it's there. Sometimes, you know, it's there for a reason. You know, sometimes you have to go through a divorce. But Islam has never promoted the concept of divorce. What Islam wants, ideally, is to demote the concept of divorce. Okay? Now, this whole thing of muhallil, or getting married again, another marriage after the three breakups and divorces, Islam is trying to make it a deterrent that you cannot go to the same person, which means start taking the divorce seriously. Okay? This is because a woman's official marriage with another man after having been divorced three times is a great deterrent for pronouncing repetitive divorces on the part of the husband. You know, his dignity, his prestige would kick in, right? He would be like, she's going to go to another person, you know, and generally for men, this is something that gets in the way of their decision making. And this is what Islam wants. Islam wants them to take it seriously. A man who intends to divorce his wife for the third time, knowingly, fully, completely, that with this divorce, she would get married to someone else. So the third time that he's divorcing her, he knows that after this divorce, she's going to go and get married with someone else forever, right? It would find his conscience being pricked at, okay? Till the time he is certain that there exists no other alternatives, he will not embark on such an act, okay? So for a regular, normal person, you know, if he knows that his wife, who has been in relationship, in intimate relationship with the husband, she, after this third divorce, is going to go with someone else, and she's going to have an intimate relationship with someone else, that is going to serve as that deterrent that is going to discourage this person from divorcing her. And this is ideally what Islam is trying to do with this concept of muhallal. So let's go on a short break, and after we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some more aspects of this going to another husband or another marriage, and why is the concept of muhallal there.
Don't disclose your family problems by Noman Ali Khan.
Some of our ulama even talked about even among Muslims, generally among Muslims, don't share all of your secrets. And since I'm on this subject, just a side advice to all of you, those of you that are married especially, don't talk about your marriage problems to just anybody. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't like email 10 shuyukh your marriage problems. It's wrong. It's not right of you to do that. Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahunna. You know, you may be frustrated with your husband or your wife and you want to resolve the situation. The best thing to do is find someone personally that you can trust, a leader in the community, an imam, a scholar, somebody else, a counselor even, and talk to them privately about it and make sure they're going to keep it confidential and deal with it that way. You know? Don't like Facebook your problems and don't post your problems publicly. It's not right to do that. And the only people who will be harmed by that is yourself. People will have no respect for you because you know, these are very private things. And sometimes these things, when you share with others, people say, what kind of husband is this? He's talking about his wife like that. What kind of wife is this talking about her husband like that? You know? And you think people are going to sympathize with you, but people are also going to say, how can you talk like this? You know? And there's always the other side, right? There's always the other side. So I can understand that some of you are in very difficult family situations and friendship situations, and you need to talk to somebody. But don't make a public spectacle out of it, inshallah ta'ala.
Every day is a lesson, and everything you do defines yourself. Now I know we all have good intentions, and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to The Teacher. Before we went on to the break, we were discussing the philosophy and the concept of muhallal, okay, which is also translated as another marriage. So once a person, he lets go his wife for the first time, okay, there's a divorce, unfortunate event, and there's a divorce between the two parties, they can still come back together, okay, after the first divorce. Then, you know, let's say they lived together for a while again, and then they had something else, and then they divorced each other again, okay? So they're going back and forth on divorcing. The third time that the person divorces his wife, he knows that Islamically, this wife is now allowed to go to someone else, and she may not even come back ever. And if she does, you know, there are Islamic rulings there that are prohibiting me from embracing her after the third divorce. So this serves as a deterrent factor This serves as something that is going to control the emotions of that man and not allow her to easily embark on the path of divorcing his wife. This is what we discussed before the break. In reality, the issue of muhallil, or to put it more correctly, a woman's second permanent marriage with a different man, is an impediment placed before capricious and deceptive males so that they do not take women to be playthings for their wanton desires and misuse the ruling of divorce and return. There are certain people in the society who embark on the way of getting married and then rushing into divorcing their wives. This is not something that is very appreciated in Islam. Islam wants the man and the wife to be together for the longest period and build a family unit, have children, and make the society a happy place where everybody is taking care of each other's rights. But some people, misusing the concept of divorce, they end up divorcing their wives after they get married to them within like a few days or a few weeks or a few months or a few years. So what Islam did is, Islam is like, okay, if you divorce your wife three times, you guys cannot get together. Why? Because Islam don't want men to abuse women whenever they feel like they let them go, and this means they stop taking care of their rights, they stop providing for their food, they stop providing for their housing, they stop providing for all of it, and then they feel like, you know, getting back together, they bring the women back, you know, and then they start paying for all these things too. This is not what Islam wants. Islam wants a husband to take care of his wife for the indefinite amount of time. Okay? It ought to be said that the objective is to separate the man and the woman after three divorces by means of this marriage. So we're talking about muhallil, marriage with somebody else, so that each of them can lead a life as desired by him or her, and to prevent matrimony, an issue extremely hallowed, from occasionally becoming a victim of the satanic inclinations of the first husband. However, since Islam has always respected rational and logical desires and utilizes every reformative opening that exists, it says, if this second alliance happens to break down too, and the former spouses develop attachment with respect to each other and have seriously resolved to fulfill their familial responsibilities, there is no harm if they come together. This new marriage lifts the prohibition from over them, and this is why it has been named as muhallil. So this lady who had the three divorces with the first husband went off and married another guy. They stayed together for a while, and then they had a divorce. So now this first guy and this lady, they can potentially still get back together. Okay, because sometimes it happens. Sometimes when you get married to someone else, you realize that your previous spouse was much better. You change your mind. You put away those differences that you had amongst each other, and you start looking at those positives. So Islam, respecting the human desire and looking at the seriousness of the two parties, has allowed for them to get back together. It is therefore clear that muhallil has not been presented in Islam as just an issue or a ruling, but rather it speaks of a new marriage, a concept which, in addition to the Quranic verse, is also inferred from the traditions of the infallibles. Thank you for listening to today's show.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear? hear it calling, yeah. You can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.